From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 17 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to Day 17 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. It's Saturday morning. I hope you're enjoying your cup of coffee as you watch this video this morning. We continue our week on forgiving, and it's a challenging week for us because it's difficult for us to, ultimately, it's difficult for us to forgive others, and sometimes even difficult for us to receive forgiveness ourselves. The red letters today come from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 12. And the words of Jesus as part of the Sermon on the Mount, as he taught those gathered there for the Sermon on the Mount how to pray, and in particular, forgive others their trespasses. Part of the Lord's Prayer, we pray it all the time. May we forgive others as we ourselves have been forgiven. Do we mean it? I talked about this a little in our Wednesday night service, and the text and really this teaching is mirrored of what I did Wednesday night. Pastor Zach and I must be on the same wavelength. Can we forgive others? What holds us back from forgiving others? When I talk about forgiveness with other people, it seems that we oftentimes want to know, well, how big of something must we forgive, or could we be expected to forgive? Peter asked Jesus how many times we must forgive somebody in the church who's wronged us, who has offended us, and Jesus answers 70 times 7 or 77 times. Whatever Jesus intends, we know the number is large. How many times must we forgive? I hear people ask, well, how big of a thing should we forgive? Should we forgive somebody who murders? Should we forgive, even as Pastor Zach brings up the Holocaust? Should we forgive those who murdered, were involved in mass murder? Is that a forgivable action? My question is, why do we always start with the big stuff? Why do we worry about what is the max that we should be expected to forgive? Why don't we begin with the little stuff? Why don't we begin by forgiving the person who cuts us off in traffic, the person who snuck in line ahead of us, the person who maybe had their thumb on the scale, or who cheated in a game of Parcheesi? I don't know, the little stuff. Why don't we start there? And then maybe we can become good at forgiving. And then begin to imagine forgiving bigger things, and then maybe, just maybe, we might begin to imagine how we could forgive some of those bigger things that seem unforgivable to us, rather than starting with the big things and then assuming that other people can't be forgiven at all. It just makes me wonder why we're so stingy with God's grace that's been so freely given to us. Why are we so hesitant to give it to others? So I challenge you, begin to look at things that happen in your life and practice. Practice forgiving. Practice turning the other cheek. Practice just being thoughtful and kind to other people, and see if you don't get good at it, and maybe over time you'll be able to imagine yourself forgiving even bigger and bigger things. Quite a challenge today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.